systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, July 27th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thanks so much for being with us for Monday. This is episode number fucking Stickman War going on. I got like World War III going on my fucking screen. You guys ever seen that? You ever seen the Stickman War screensaver? Greatest invention ever.
I can watch that for hours.
I've killed many, many hours sitting here, like, making bets with myself, like, who's gonna win. It's great, because there's, like, the pink side and the blue side, and sometimes, like, you'll get, like, one pink guy left with, like, 10 blue guys, and they all come at him, and you're like, oh, the fucking blue guys are gonna win, obviously. And the pink guy fucking puts his gun down, and he starts fucking doing this shit, like, karate chopping, and he kills all of them. And I'm like, fuck.
Just went Rambo on their dollar. Asses.
Just lost a dollar to myself.
Yourself.
Fuck yeah. This is episode number 224. Thank you guys for listening. No more Stickman War.
No more Stickman.
So if you are listening live at thejamhole.com/feedback, type shit, we'll read it on the show. Or give us a call, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
That smell is hot pee. You know why it's hot?
Why?
Because it's like 100 fucking degrees in here again.
Right.
I miss winter.
No, I don't.
This is your fault, right?
No, you realize it's not my fault.
All the times that you're like, oh, I can't wait for it to get hot. Oh, I'd rather be too hot than too cold. Oh, being hot is much better than being cold. Now you're hot. Enjoy it. It's your fault.
I'm enjoying it. It's
all
right.
Not at all. Well, then turn the fan off, circulate, and you can enjoy it some more. It's my cool air.
Anyway.
So, I got an email real quick. We got a lot of stuff to get to. The world is not doing well since Saturday. Hope you guys enjoyed that special Saturday show, which will now put us on track for September 25th to be episode 250 and not episode 249. I feel good that's done with now.
That, yeah. I would not like to do episode 250 on a Monday.
I'm a fucking procrastinator, so I would have been like, no, we'll do it next Saturday.
That's why you've done two sets of show notes for the past shows now?
I know. Just a couple.
What episode is it today?
What?
What episode are we on today?
224.
224.
Right. Kay. So what?
Just checking. That's all.
Is that not what I said?
I don't know. No, you said 224. I just couldn't remember what you said. That's all.
Okay. So on a Friday? Was it Friday or was it Saturday? It was Friday. MDS sent us the public jail roster for the Flathead Valley here.
Yeah.
And he was like just checking in and seeing if Zach the Felon was still there. And of course he was. And then I had mentioned that, holy crap, there's like a bunch of people that I went to school with that are now serving time in jail. And I was going down the list, and people do some messed up junk up here. And it's stuff that you'd see in, like, bigger cities and shit, and you wouldn't expect, you know, this place to have a lot of this stuff. And everyone's like, oh, Montana's a great place to raise your kids because there's no gangs, except for, you know, all the white kids that run around with baggy pants, but they don't have guns at all, so.
They're pretending.
Yeah. So, and MDS apparently noticed this also, because he sent an email that says, more Flathead jail fun. I see you have two people in jail for incest.
Nice.
Do us proud, guys. Do us proud. Fuck. You know these guys? And a lot of other sexual assaults. What is going on up there? Montana rednecks? And I noticed that there is more people in jail for, like, sexually related things than for anything else.
Well,
is that all we have? I don't know.
Well,
I
guess nothing really to do up here besides
rape chicks.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like, I don't know.
If you can't get it normally, I mean, how else are you gonna get it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. So also with us tonight, I think this is the first time.
The first time.
He was with us at Aussiepalooza for a quick minute.
A quick minute, yeah. And he sat in for one of the episodes before, but wasn't mic'd.
Right. But his name is Mike.
Right. not M-I-C.
Right. So welcome, Mikey.
How's it going?
How old are you? A-S-L?
I am 17.
Okay, there's the A. S?
S.
A-S-L? L-
P.
Confused. Explain.
Do you not... really? You're 17 and you don't know A-S-L?
He's never had a computer, like, at his home, ever.
Don't have a computer at the house?
He's never gotten chat boxes and
that's
shit,
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
The internet is full of nasty, dirty men that would just have their way with you. And not in the way you want.
ASL is age, sex, location, Mikey.
That's like old school.
Okay. Yeah.
Old school AIM fucking chat rooms where people are like.
I would lie and be like, 19, Florida, you know, female, whatever, all that crap.
I would also lie and be like, 18, female. Wherever you're at.
Right?
I used to fuck with some shit when I was younger on that. There was this thing called Yahoo Pool, and it was like I don't think it was done in Flash. It was before Flash, but it was just like a little pool game. And I set up a whole Yahoo profile with this hot looking chick, and I would get these guys to like just do fucked up shit, and then I'd be like, "Ah, I got you. I'm a dude, and you're a fag." and then I'd take screen caps of it all, and I'd post it on MindOrgy.
You're such a douche.
And then I'd have a good laugh about it. Well, they were lying too, so I didn't feel that bad about it. But
oh, come on, I've done that.
Yeah, see, he knows.
Well, then how do you not know what ASL is?
Because he cuts right to the chases, like, take your fucking
your
pants off, put your dick in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
26 says, oh, I used to play Yahooligans chess a lot. That game was so good. Were you playing it the right way, or? So, what? Did you grow up in Florida with her, or did you live here the whole time?
No, I grew up in Florida with
Danny. Talk closer into your mic. And what?
Danny.
Thank you.
What?
What'd you say, Mikey?
I called her Dana instead of Danny. My bad.
Oh, everyone knows her name's Dana. It's fine.
Yep. Anyway, so you grew up with me in Florida, right? That's exactly what he said.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, yeah, he grew up with me in Florida.
Unfortunately.
We moved up here when he was 10.
So. 26 has a question. It's going to be, can you rephrase that without the censored? Because I know what two words, I just don't know where they should go. If you could do that. So I did, I went to the fucking, the bachelor party.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, it wasn't like the first one I went to, and that was the only bachelor party I'd ever been to, so that's kind of what I was basing it off of. And at the first one, it was for our friend Jeremy, and, you know, there was a list of things to do, and you'd get them all wasted, and, you know, he'd have to do these things. You'd have to get, like, 20 signatures on his shirt of all these women that were there. He'd have to get a pair of panties from a random stranger, guy or girl, whatever. Yeah. And, like, just shit like that, you know, stuff that, okay, once you're married, you're not going to be able to do. And, you know, tell about, like, hey, honey, how was your time at the bar? Oh, it was great. I got 27 signatures from these sluts. Three of them gave me their fucking panties. I got a lap dance. I got fucking wasted.
Well, dude, even
might've
if
got
I heard
one
that
of them
from you
pregnant.
Now, we're not married, but I'd still beat the shit out of you if you came home and said that to me.
Well, that's why I don't say that to you. Keep it up here. I'm smart. I've been in the relationship before. Shit. But this one, I don't know, it was fun and all, like, we all had a good time. For one, like, the first place we went to after, if you were following the jamwell.com/Twitter, you could see that we were all hanging out at his house, and, like, they just bought this house and all that, and everyone ended up playing Rock Band, and I was like, that's kind of weird. And he's kind of a nerd. He plays his video games, and, you know, he brings his PSP to work and parks his truck somewhere and will play video games. So he's into that stuff. And I used to be into that stuff, too, when, you know, we were younger and kids and whatnot. And so I went in, and I was real quiet, and I sat on the couch and took a picture of it because it was awesome. I was like, fucking Rock Band bachelor party,
I know,
question
right?
mark. Like, yes, this is what I came here for, man. Fuck yeah. But no, then we ended up leaving, and we ended up going to the Eagles, which is kind of a weird place to have a bachelor party because there's a bar, and then the Eagles is where that Sisted Union concert
yeah.
was. So there's that whole stage area with uh-huh. tables and shit. Well, they clear that out every now and then. They have a dance. A senior citizen dance.
Ooh.
Which just so happened to be happening while
on
we...
On his bachelor party. Oh.
And, like, oh we're God. All sitting there, and one of our friends, Mackie, he's like, man, why are we here right now? This is weird. There's, like... He's trying to, you know, have his bachelor party, and right in the other room is, like, all these 70, 80-year-old ladies and dudes dancing to fucking slow country music and shit. I was like, fuck, dude.
Burger says, I met a married chick from a bar once, then fucked her in the parking lot of a church.
Was it the church you guys went to? Because that would be weird. Like, the next day and everything? And, yeah, that probably is Gurr behind me, and there's Gurr up there, and...
It's my Gurr.
Gurr's everywhere. We each have a Gurr.
Oh, 26 rephrases question from Mikey.
Oh, please.
Has Mikey ever seen a vagina? And more importantly, has he stuck his penis in one?
And I can easily say yes to both of those.
Okay, so you're not gay, you're bi then, right?
No, I actually had some stinky pussy my first time, and that kind of turned me off
well,
to that shit.
Well, no shit. I wouldn't... Mikey... You need an older brother, not an older sister. Let me tell you something. Not all vaginas have teeth in them, for one. Not all of them stink like that. That's called a yeast infection. And you're lucky you didn't get it. Did your dick start frothing from the head?
No, it did not.
Okay, well then you're okay. And that just totally put you off to it? How old were you when that happened?
15, I think.
And she was, what, 43?
No, she How old was 16, she? I believe.
Oh, well, did she just not take care of herself?
I have no fucking clue.
Did you smell it, like, as soon as the pants hit the floor, you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta get out of here?
Pretty much, but...
That sucks. I've been there, man.
I was
you're
so
like...
proud, though, because he had a girl in the room, so I had condoms, and I'm shoving them in between the cracks of the door, shooting them out at him. I'm like, do it!
That's
do
awesome.
It!
And then you're like, what's that smell? No! Pull out! Abort! Abort! Get the fuck out! Throw that bitch in the shower! That sucks.
Was that the only girl
See,
you've ever been with, Mikey?
Yes, it was, actually.
Burger knows. He says, did you do the finger test?
No.
You got it. See, no one taught him that, Burger. You got to do that. And you don't even really need to do that. I mean, you don't want your finger coming back with a yeast infection. But you can pretend like you're going down on her and, you know, take a sniff. It's fine. We all do it. And if it smells like... whoa, then it probably looks like whoa, and
then you should make the excuse, be like, hey, you know what,
I just remembered,
I'm not feeling so fresh, you want to come take a shower with me?
I'm actually, no, you tell him, you're like, I just remembered, I'm saving myself for marriage. Fuck, silly
oh,
me,
I'm so sorry,
you totally had me all fucking discombobulated.
This goes against my religion.
Yeah, Burger says you need to do the test, like 10 exclamation points, you got
yeah.
to, man, it's an important part of every healthy diet.
Well, now it's easy. If it smells like ass, it's ass, and it's good.
Well, that's true, I guess. But, and gay guys generally, if from my experience, generally keep a clean butthole.
Whoa, wait.
So,
what?
I'm just saying.
Your experience.
Well, from what I've heard from, you know, listening to Distorted View, because, you know, Tim's a gay guy, so. He always, don't look at me like that. He always says that guys generally, if they're gay, will keep their asshole clean because it's their vagina. If I had a vagina, I'd keep it clean. Fuck. You know.
Matt, should you be dating
Burger
me
says, do gay guys generally spit or swallow? Well, let me tell you, Burger, from my experience. No. What? And do they bleach? As in anal bleach.
Mikey?
What the fuck is anal bleach?
When your butthole's feeling not so fresh, and it has a dirty ring around the collar. You gotta bleach that shit out.
They take a bleach paste and like paint it on your asshole, like porn stars do and stuff.
I hear it
and they
burns. Turn it.
Yeah,
it
I
burns.
Hear that too. I
but
don't
hey,
want to put anything near my asshole.
No
like
pain,
that.
No gain, right?
Fuck all that.
Also, what I heard.
But it makes it the same color as the rest of your skin, so it doesn't look like a brown eye.
That's right.
And all what's
right.
wrong with that?
Well, I mean, if you're into that, poop dick or whatever.
Well, not
squeeze,
a shit
you
dick.
Squeeze the head of your dick and it comes out like the Play-Doh Fun Factory and, you know, you have fun with it. That's fine, but, I mean.
Yeah. Berger also wants to know if gay guys generally spit or swallow.
He also says, if I pay for it, will Danny get bleaching?
Sure.
Shit, you pay me and I'll bleach it. I don't give a shit.
I'll do it. Just for to see.
Just for shits and giggles.
I'd do it. So, spit or swallow?
Neither. I'm gonna go with spit.
Not
on this
you,
one.
Fag. Gay guys in general. Jesus Christ.
Well, for me personally, I'm gonna go with spit on this one.
What right. about all the guys you've dated though? Like you've been with quite a few dudes. So,
see, homeless guys will generally swallow because they're hungry.
That's nutrition.
Exactly.
You know,
protein. They also eat flies and beetles
and poop.
And poop.
Right.
That's right. So what?
Well, I guess it really depends on the person. I mean,
true.
I don't know. Matt, would you spit or swallow if you were a gay man?
I would probably spit it in their face and be like, ha, 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 jokes.
Yeah.
I'll remember that next time you ask me to swallow.
No, I said personally.
I'd be like, okay.
You'd have to get it in your mouth before you can choose whether to spit or swallow.
Ugh.
Jesus.
I would do it just to put it in your face.
So didn't you have... Oh, anyway, so the bachelor party, then we went, we parked at the water store because it's like central to these two bars that we were going to go to so we could all just walk, and that was cool. And we went to the other bar, and me and... So the bachelor was kind of not really complaining but making it known. And when we were at the house, someone was like, so we're going to get you a stripper. And his fiance ended up being like right there. And
ooh.
She's like, well, if you're going to do that, then there's no touching, no this and no that, and no this and no that. Like all these rules. So we were like, nice one, Ryan. You fucking,
fucking
idiot. So
we're going to get a stripper around here.
Well, bar, drunk chicks.
That's not a stripper.
Put two and two together and get herpes. I don't know.
That's
but so we get there and he's making it known, you know, not like, I didn't get a lap dance and I'm a bachelor and that, like, that was later. But for when we first got there, he's like, man, it sure would be nice if I could get a lap dance, you know, since I'm the bachelor and this is my bachelor party. And what ended up happening was we were pretty much just hanging out. It was like any other normal night at the bar for them, but he had, you know, all his friends there. So it's towards the end of the night, and I'm talking with his brother that lives in Seattle, and we get along really well. He's a graphic designer, and he's been in like TV editing and video stuff like that for like the past 15 years. And so we talk like a lot of tech geek stuff. And we're looking around, and I'm like, well, what about those chicks? What about those chicks? Or let's go get that dude to do it. That'd be funny, you know? And so we finally, we have our sights set on these two chicks. One taller, a little bigger, but not overweight. Maybe weighs a little more than you. Blonde chick, short shorts, looking like a slut. We're like, no fucking problem. She's got a friend there that was hot. And there was a couple guys playing pool there, and they were talking to them, but we weren't sure if, like, that was their boyfriends or anything. So we're like, all right, let's just go over there, and we'll just ask, and it'll be just fine. And we walk over there, and I was thinking, like, hey, it's our friend's bachelor party. He hasn't had a lap dance yet. Would you do it? Josh opens his mouth first, and he's like, are you guys with anyone tonight? And I'm like, oh, fuck. This is not going to go well.
No,
and they're like,
not at all.
What does that mean? He's like, well, if I paid you some money, how much would it take to give my brother? Yeah, like propositioning
wow,
him for sex. I'm like, no.
That's
abort,
not how you
abort.
Go about it.
You can't oh do God. It that way, dude. You can't do it. And like, as soon as he said that about the how much would it take to do that, she looks over and she's like, no. No, I'm like, God damn it. And this was the slutty one. So then,
wow.
You know, we look at the other one, and she looks at the dude, And the dude looks at us like he's about to punch Josh in the face. So we're like, you know what? Never mind. Sorry we bothered you. Here's a dollar, whatever. And we just walked away. And for the rest of the night, like, the two guys were totally giving us the stink eye. It was
nice.
So funny. But yeah, then we all end up leaving, and I'm like the designated driver because I only took one shot, and I was smoking weed like the whole night because we went and took a trip and picked up a fat sack, and you know the bachelor's on probation, so he can't smoke, so we just kind of did it on our own, and we get back, and now he's pretty drunk, and now comes the my bachelor party, and I didn't even get a lap dance. What a letdown, this and that. And I'm like, man, I gotta go. I'm sorry. That sucked. And I don't know, like, it's usually the brother of, goddammit, stick men. Not now. Be nice.
Well,
make love, not war.
Peace.
But is it generally the brother or the best man that plans the bachelor party?
Yeah.
At the last one I went to, Adam, threesome Adam, he was the one planning it, and he was Jeremy's best man. So I didn't, and his brother lives in Seattle, so it was hard for him to, you know, really plan anything. And here, like you said, there's no fucking strippers unless you get them from Missoula, and then you got to pay the import tax and the export tax, and it's just a pain in the ass. So it was like just a normal, you know, Friday night at the bar.
Didn't you say you got to see boobies, though?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for my... I totally forgot to write that down. So one of the times we go out to smoke weed, this blonde chick that was one of the guy's wives or girlfriends or something, I don't know, she ended up coming out with us. And if you also look on thejample.com/Twitter, you'll see the picture of the fat dude eating cake.
Yeah.
And so we're all out there, me and the fat kid and this other kid and this chick. And we're all smoking. She's like, you know, can I smoke? Because, you know, as soon as he sees her, he's like, who invited her? You weren't invited. Like, half joking, but half like, we don't have much weed left. And, you know, who the fuck invited you? And she's like, nobody. Can I smoke? And he's like, let me see your tits. And she, like, sat on the back of this truck. And we still don't know whose truck it was. We opened the tailgate, and we're sitting. I thought it was theirs. I'm like, is this yours? He's like, no. And they're drunk, and I'm stoned.
Nice.
I'm like,
so
whatever.
You're all just sitting on some dude's truck.
Just some dude's truck in the parking lot smoking weed. And she's like, all right. And she just lifts up her shit, and she's like, there they are. They're not that great. And I'm like, can you just not talk while you're doing that? Because you're ruining it for me. And she got stoned, and Berger says, what's her phone number? And I don't know, but it was cool. So, yeah, then, like I said, we went back, and he's just kind of whining, kind of drunk, and I guess, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently he might have put some restrictions on his girl's hen party, like, this, you can't do this or that, and you have to be home by this time or something. So he gets a call at, like, midnight, and she's like, if I had to be home by midnight, where the fuck are you right now? And then, you know, a couple hours goes by and the bar closes and he's like, we're all going to my house. And I look at his brother. I'm like, is this going to be cool if, like, we're all, because, you know, the text message and all that. And,
yeah, no.
Yeah, so we went there and it ended up being fine. And this drunk chick locked her keys in her car and they come and get me because I'm the only one with any kind of Mexican in their blood. So they're like, oh, Matt can break into it. And I look in, and I don't see keys anywhere. So before I even try it, because all they had was a coat hanger. No lockout kit, no fucking Slim Jim, nothing. Just a coat hanger. And I've done it before with that, but I was like, I don't, you know, usually you'll see the keys in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, there they are. I didn't see them, so I'm like,
Are you sure?
I bet you have the keys. And, like, 20 minutes goes by, and one of the girls finds the keys, so I didn't have to do that, which was good. And then I left, and
that's nice.
You had shells and cheese waiting for me when I got home.
Yeah, at 2:30 in the morning, I cooked shells and cheese.
I was baked as fuck, and I was hungry, and I wasn't drunk anymore from that shot, but it was cool. So, yeah, it was just a lot of, like, I didn't get a lap dance on my bachelor party. I guess the wedding's tomorrow, which we're going to, which is going to be fantastic.
What?
No,
time
I'm really happy for them.
Why?
I'm sarcastic.
Okay.
No, but really.
Will you really wear the game over shirt?
Oh, I totally will.
Okay.
I'll totally do it.
I'm excited for
just,
that.
Just for fun. But what was I going to say? I don't know. So that was that. It was all right. I personally would be like calling the wedding off if that's how my bachelor party went.
No, I'd be like, no, I gotta do this over.
We're gonna try this again next time.
We're going to Vegas. Fuck this.
Yep. And we're gonna keep trying it till you faggots get it right. You know? This is no way for me to go out. Uh-oh. And that's the whole thing seems weird. It's like you're with a chick anyway. Like you have one last night of debauchery before you are seriously with her. Like, no, I'm with you for reals this time. Like, it seems weird. It's,
you know, I understand going out and having a party and stuff. Yeah, you know?
But the focus is like kind of sexual.
Yeah,
and
like go get a lap dance, fuck chicks, maybe get some whatever.
If you're lucky, if it's a good party,
but
fuck
that's retarded. If you're really with someone, you actually like love
well,
them
that
and shit.
It's like, I mean, why don't I just do this whenever I fucking want to? Why does it have to be right, you know, this certain day? Like, that's what makes it okay, you know? It's like,
we wouldn't make it okay if we were getting married and you had a bachelor party and you fucked some chick.
Dig a hole.
I would pound your face into the ground.
Well, you don't fuck chicks unless, you know.
What?
Unless you say prior to that, okay, if you end up fucking a dude, that's cool, and if I end up fucking a chick, that's cool, then. But you don't just go out and do it and then come back and be like, you know, do you take this woman? Oh, by the way, I fucked a chick last night. Is that still cool? Because this ring was expensive. No, it wasn't really, but is that still cool, or?
Yeah.
And I shouldn't even say this, but I was talking to his brother, and I'm like, so do you think he's ready? And he's like,
no. No. So,
that's for the live feed. But I don't know. Good luck, guys.
I don't know. I'll never approve for you to put your dick in another vagina.
Well, I'm never marrying you, so it doesn't fucking matter, does it? Didn't you have a doctor's appointment today?
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm on my rag.
What, they don't have rubber gloves?
I don't know. I guess they don't want to do the coposcopy.
Because that seems silly that they know, like, here's a hormone, and you're not going to have your period, except when you stop taking it. So you're going to stop taking it, like, what, a week before you have to come in and see the doctor?
Yep.
Like, they didn't expect you, like, man, she's going to be, like, super period.
I just don't think they thought about it, you know, really.
Like, that's your job.
Well, the doctor gave me the hormone shit and all that and scheduled everything out. But then the office chick made the follow-up appointment. So that's probably what happened.
Miscommunication.
And I called this morning and I was like, hey, I started my period. Do you want me to come in?
Was she like, ew, no, God, no, fuck no.
No.
Plug that shit up and we'll see you in a week.
No, she kind of just giggled and put me on hold.
Really? Good doctor, good.
Well, she's a secretary.
you're bleeding from your vagina.
Well, because I was laughing about it. I'm like, yeah, I started my period. You know,
I wouldn't even told him. I would have went in and been like, surprise, and then pushed really hard and just like, like tampon in it like projectile, just fucking.
Oh, ew.
That's all.
No, but
you guys are lucky I'm not a chick.
I got rescheduled for next Monday. So this following Monday, I will have my ultrasound and coposcopy.
Nice. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been around for a while now. 224
episodes.
Thank you. A year and a half almost. And we've never really had, like, a contest or anything like that. So, I would like to present to you all the first jam hole contest. What I have here in my hand is a 120 gig iPod video badass shit. On it, you will find all of the jam hole episodes from 1 up until whenever we end the contest, which I believe will be the episode, it'll be episode 251. That is going to be the day we announce the winner of the contest. Also on here is the Book of Matthew, the hip-hop album I made. And if by some weird chance of coincidence or whatever, I get this other album done. It will go on there also, the one that Ben made beats for.
Yeah.
And the one that we're, me and Josh might be working on, Josh from Big Bell's podcast. Apparently, he knows how to make beats, and every time I'm like, God, I wish I had someone that knew how to make beats, and he's just like, did you hear something?
What was
oh, well.
That?
So, you know, finally he's like, hey! It like clicked in his head or something. He's like, hey, I can do that. So, 120 gig iPod. What we're going to do, I mean, I don't like lots of different.
Wait. Burger says pardon? Add porn, you and Danny.
We can maybe put that on there.
Maybe?
Sure. Yeah, we can make one special for this. The reason why I'm holding off on doing that is because I know the internet and I know you fuckers. As soon as any kind of video of us with our dick and balls and tits and pussy out hits the internet, you fuckers are going to put it up everywhere and be like, check this out. Look at this. So that's why I'm kind of like, I want it to be really good because it's going to be like the only try we're going to have at this. Like one time and that's it. We got to do it right, you know?
I think we should definitely sell it through Erato Toys.
Well, that too. Yeah, what?
Yeah, remind me not to enter this contest if you enter that on that.
Oh, well, right. And people related to us will probably not be able to enter this. For
no, that's a guideline.
That's a, what's it called? Conflict of interest?
Yeah.
Right.
Or incest.
Okay. So, the deal is, everyone that has a show by now has pretty much done a contest in one way or another. Keith and the Girl did the iPod Nano contest through MySpace. Distorted View does YouTube things, all that. And I couldn't really think of, like, a cool way to get you guys to tell people about this show while winning something awesome like a 120 gig iPod loaded with Jam Hole episodes. And so the only thing I can think of is this. We're going to raffle it off of sorts. $5 donations through the jamhole.com.
Whoa.
I seriously did not just drop that.
Whoa.
$5 donations to the jamhole.com/donate buys you a ticket. You can enter as many times as you want. And on episode 251, we will have our web programmer make a random generator picker thing that'll pick out of a text file. So every time you enter, your name will go in the text file, and that's who will win it. So enter as many times as you want. $5 a ticket. That's how it's going to go. I was thinking about doing something like you have to have us on this, or you have to tell five people, but I don't give a shit. If you guys are going to tell people about the show, you're going to tell people about the show. Burger says donate for a broken 120 gig iPod. No, it totally works still. Totally works. Check that out. It is pretty sweet. I've been like messing around with it. All the episodes, there's playlists in here for each month. There's, you know, from when we first started, February of 08, February 09, and it down on the line. And we'll keep putting episodes in it. So I want a Keith and the Girl iPod too, Burger, but it's somewhere
else.
Missing in
here.
Action. Fucking Travis. Thank you, you fucker. So, yeah, that's that. TheJamhole.com/donate starting today.
Josh is jealous.
Well, that'll happen, man. when you break 100, then you can start thinking of contests, dude.
True.
Just saying.
What episode are they on now?
I don't know. 50-something? I don't fucking know. I stopped listening to that garbage. I'm just kidding. I listened to two episodes of his shit today. Very entertaining. I enjoy when he's like, so I got in trouble. We couldn't do a show because Megan was chewing on my nuts. And, you know, I can't do a show without my nuts and this and that. I enjoy those the best. I see why people really like it usually when we argue. Like, that's fun shit to listen to.
Is it?
It's like,
really?
It is, because it's like, man, your life fucking sucks. Mine is so much better. Makes you feel good about yourself.
Really?
Something about it, yeah. Yeah, take a bow, Josh. Fantastic.
But for that iPod contest and stuff, we're going to load it up with all sorts of cool stuff that
Only the winner's
going to get to see.
Yeah, we'll load it up with videos and stuff that isn't out on YouTube, and I would, you know, appreciate it if whoever wins it does not put them out. I mean, you can put them out after the contest. I don't give a shit. But, you know, for the contest, we got a couple things in mind we're going to do. We'll put maybe the emo poetries on there, all the videos that are on our YouTube, just shit to fill it up with. I don't know. If you guys have any requests, of what you'd like on it. If you're like, man, if it only had this on it, I'd buy fucking 10 tickets. Then, you know, do it. I'll do it. I don't give a shit.
Let's do it.
Matt and Danny Anal Burger says.
Question mark.
Yeah? I mean, if will you buy a ticket then?
What? Wait, we're talking about my... Wait, your asshole. That's right. That's what he wants to see.
Well, or his. With if that you're, purple if dildo, you're, right? If you stand... If we bend him over and you straddle the top of him so it looks like I'm doing you, but it's his asshole, I don't care. An asshole is an asshole. It don't matter. Just keep the penis away from me.
I care.
When do you turn 18? You don't get a say in this. Okay, so on, what was it? Friday show? Maybe Saturday show? I don't remember.
Manifest Cloud says, fuck, I should have 20 tickets.
You should, but you wasted your money trying to sucker me into buying you a fleshlight illegally.
Ooh.
So, anyway, no, I'm sorry, but that's just how it worked out. We're broke-ass bitches. Remember the Goatsy conversation we had, and someone was asking, like, or maybe it was you. You're like, where the fuck did that come from, this and that?
What?
The Goatsy. Remember, you were like, what's Goatsy? And then you saw the picture of the anus,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, I've seen that before.
I saw that, like, fucking when I was, like, 13 or 14.
Right, and nobody knows, like, well, I mean, it's obviously 26 cents an email, and it's like, here's all the info about
it.
I
actually just showed that to Mikey today.
Nice. Yeah. I'd like to read this part, but there's a picture of it, so I'm just going to go ahead and scroll down to the fun facts here. Goatsy has made an utterly benign image title, hello.jpg, anathematic. That means, hey, here's a picture of me titled hello.jpg, and your friend's like, oh, cool, I want to see what you look like. Oh, come on, man. Like, if you Google, it says, let's see. If you Google hello.jpg, the first two links are TOW's goatsy.cx and ShockSite pages that have that picture
that kind of,
in it.
Yeah.
Like, that was hello.jpg is synonymous with this dude's asshole.
Ugh.
And yes. Let's see. The Goatsy guy seems to be married because he has a ring on his hand. The Goatsy guy appears to have either a rather large polonial cyst, whatever that says, or a second virgin asshole. Two assholes. Could you imagine?
He's just pulling the outer muscle away.
Well, right, but they're, like, really, you know, dissecting this thing, you know, like, literally dissecting the shit out
of
it. So,
it's just gross. That's all I know.
Goatsy is the most infamous member of the Power Five. I'm not even going to click on what that is. The Goatsy guy's best friend is The Giver. I'm not even going to look at that.
No, don't.
And this whole page, it's on Encyclopedia Dramatica. If you just search for Goatsy, you'll find it on there. And I'll post a link on the show notes whenever I get to those. Goatsy can refer to the man in the picture itself, hello.jpg, the sex move, or the website that started it all. You pick.
You pick?
There's a sex move called The Goatsy.
Really?
It's when you rip your asshole open.
I would assume so.
Goatsy enjoys long walks on the beach and fucking huge dildos. Fact.
Of course.
Despite what you see in the picture, the human intestine is not a big truck you can dump something into, but a series of tubes. Is it?
No kidding.
Oh, that's weird. it is supposedly now illegal in the United States. Supposedly. But I don't see how they can do that. It, you know, freedom of speech. It's like, yeah. Hey, Manifest says, has Mikey tried this?
Hell
you ever tried
no.
to just stretch your anus until it bleeds?
Hell no.
Hell no.
No fucking way.
Goatsy has nothing to do with goats. I didn't know that. What?
I would think that a gay man's asshole is like his pussy, you know? You want to keep that tight.
It's like the family jewels, man.
You gotta keep that tight. You gotta do your kegels and shit.
Keep that shit tight, son. Keep it tight. In some Dutch, or more specifically, Flemish dialects, Goatsy means small opening. I did not know that
either. Well, that's a large opening.
Well, right, but it's ironic. yeah, ironic. The correct Dutch word is gatje, which would probably mean large opening.
Probably.
And then legislation inspired by Goatsy Misleading words. Oh, this is how it's illegal. Misleading words or digital images on the internet. You're actually not saying hello.jpg to me when you send that. In general, whoever knowingly embeds words or digital images into the source code of a website with the intent to deceive a person into viewing material constituting obscenity or big giant prolapsed assholes shall be fined under this title and imprisoned for not more than 10 years. So if I put a link, if I do the show notes and I have, like I usually do, you know, my links, if all of them go to that picture, I'm breaking the law. Judas Priest style. Breaking
that's
it.
Weird.
Well, I can see that. And that's how we used to do it. We used to play with Deep Throat and Sub 7, and it came with an executable file that you would rename Pick of Me or whatever, mm-hmm. and you'd send it to whoever you were trying to fucking own, and they double-click on it, nothing happens. Meanwhile, back here at the home base, you're, like, hacking into their fucking system and getting all their passwords and doing shit to their computer. Like, it's malicious in a sense.
That's
it's like
mean.
If you email someone a picture named hello.jpg, you're like, oh, what could this be? If they're at work and they open it and now that's on the work computers and they get fired because of it, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Minors, whoever knowingly embeds words or digital images into the source code of a website with intent to deceive minor into viewing material harmful to minors on the internet shall be fined under this title and imprisoned for not more than 20 years.
Wait, did I break the law by showing that to
yes.
my brother?
Have fun in jail. Cool. Say hi to Zach for me.
Yeah, no.
Construction, for the purposes of this section, a word blah, 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 or digital image that clearly indicates the sexual content of the site, such as sex or porn, is not misleading. Definitions as used in this section, HR 4472. The terms material that is harmful to minors and sex have the meaning given such terms in sex. Do you have to explain? Like, this is what this means. Minor, as in you probably shouldn't be fucking them.
Right.
Okay, thanks. And then, let's see. The man behind the anus, or in front of
right.
the anus, if you will.
The one attached to it.
One very persistent internet user spent months and months trawling all the gay erotica and anal stretching news groups and eventually located the star of this picture. This is how he did it. By matching the pattern of moles on his ass. Whoa.
Nice. Someone was obsessed.
An
like,
ass is like...
I need to know who you are.
That's right. It's like a fingerprint. No two assholes are alike. Right?
I guess.
That's right. I wasn't asking you, but okay. it is with many lulls that Ed advises the world that the Goatsy guy's real name is Kirk Johnson. And he posts pictures and videos of himself regularly on the newsgroup alt.binaries.erotica.mail.anal. Do you remember newsgroups? Does anyone? Anyone?
Not really.
No? Not you, probably, but...
Well, sorry, I'm not
anyone
old.
In the chat remember newsgroups? I remember newsgroups. He also posts regularly on ImageFap and has thousands, I'm not shitting you, of pictures of his flexible poop chute. He has multiple videos as well, not for the faint of heart. You can even hear Kirk Johnson's voice. If you can find any of these mythical videos, be sure to post comments and tell him how great he is.
Jesus.
So that's the guy, man. Goatsy. I didn't know any of that shit. I just thought it was some weird thing.
Yeah, just some random picture.
And I guess, let's see here, this place, there was some place that... They took a replica of the idea of his ass and made it, like, the doorway. So when you walk through this place, it was like you were walking into this asshole. It's kind of funny.
That's
it was
gross.
At a European job fair with Goatsy-themed entrance.
That's disgusting.
What are you here for? Oh, I'm just here to walk through the anus. You? Oh, I'm looking for a job. What?
What?
What? Kind of job? Oh, gross! Don't scroll down if you don't. Wow! I didn't,
what is it?
No, I. Oh, that's impressive.
I'm curious.
In a sense,
should I come over there?
Uploaded just for you, the full Goatsy set. Wow, that's kind of a prolapse for sure. There's one of him plugging it with a dildo that I'm not shitting you. Looks just like that one, but it's skin colored. That's weird.
You want to post the link in the chat?
Not on that computer. Just go to, if you guys don't want to wait for the show notes, encyclopediadramatica.com, and then search for Goatsy. I'm sure you guys will find it. So, glad we got that out of the way. I always remember people doing that shit, and there's a bunch of sites that spawned off of that idea of, you know, renaming a picture and sending it to your friends to make them look at stuff, and then being like, you looked at that, gross. So, pretty cool. Part of our history. Part of our life on the internet.
Ugh.
See? God bless the internet. If we didn't have that,
we wouldn't have Goatsy.
I know. Or Tub Girl.
Oh, man, I'd be so sad.
Have you seen Tub Girl?
Fuck, no.
No?
No.
Guys, would you please? I hate talking about this, and 26 knows that, but this is pretty amusing. He sent this to us. If you guys ever want to send us shit to talk about, email info@thejabmail.com, and we'll get it, or you can stumble us stuff like Burger always does. Appreciate that shit. This one is called The Morgue Mystery of Michael Jackson's Missing Nose. And you know when he died, everyone was making jokes about, oh, where are they going to bury the nose and this and that and it missing. Like, this is for reals. It's gone.
Like, for reals.
For reals. Always image conscious in life, Michael Jackson allegedly lay dead in the morgue missing his false nose. Follow
what?
My note. I don't know. That sucks. Always, London's Daily Mail quotes a witness in the morgue saying Jackson had, quote, a small hole where the singer's nose should have been. The prosthesis he normally attached to his damaged nose was missing, revealing bits of cartilage surrounding a small, dark hole. That would be a Goatsy, right? A small, dark hole.
Well, then what happened to his nose?
I bet it's on eBay right now getting someone a bunch of fucking money. Probably. I don't know. This is not the first puzzling anatomy story in the Jackson death saga. London's Mirror reported last month that the King of Pop was buried without his brain. Did you hear that? I heard that.
No, I didn't hear that either.
Really? They did that so they can run tests and all this shit on his brain and whatever.
Seriously?
Yeah. And they buried him without it.
Why would they want to do tests on his brain?
Just to see, like,
did he donate his body to science?
Probably not, but someone cashed in on it, I'm sure.
Did he sign off as an organ donor thing, or what?
Probably not, but, you know. He was a medical mystery, man. That, like, how can you live with that much fake shit? I mean, fuck. It's crazy. The newspaper claimed his brain was removed to complete an autopsy and would be entombed with the pop star when medical examiners were finished. Jackson died from a cardiac arrest, as Beverly Hills Mansion on June 25th. The cause is still unknown, but we all know it's probably a drug overdose. And his heart just couldn't beat it, like they said. That's all.
So he's being buried without his brain and his nose.
Well, it sounds like, I don't know if they'll get the nose back, but it sounds like they're going to put the brain back in. Which is weird, like,
yeah,
he doesn't need it,
not no.
at all. So I don't know. Have they not
had the funeral for him yet?
No, they did. Wasn't it that big thing that people were scalping tickets to and all that shit? So you know how I read that China America book?
Yeah,
and you still haven't read it? Of course not. So if you guys haven't heard, the book is basically the premise that Al Gore and a bunch of the nation's leaders sometime in the future sign a secret treaty with China saying that if we ever need China's military power to come help bail us out, we relinquish the rights of the U.S. to them. They then came in, killed a bunch of people, wiped out all these different categories of people, you know, the church leaders, all the radio hosts, all the TV broadcasters, all the Democrats, Republicans, politicians, all of that shit. Killed them all. Had trials. They were guilty of just being pieces of fuck. Took away all the rights and turned it into China America, communist state. Right?
Right.
Then I see this story today, which makes me think that he might not be so far off of what is eventually going to maybe happen. This one is called Obama Urges Deeper China-U.S. Ties.
I just pulled up Tub Girl.
Good.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, take a minute.
I haven't seen it yet. Hang on.
Let that soak in. Let that soak in.
Oh, my God. My sweet virgin eyes.
I think I have seen this before.
Of course you
like
have,
that.
You disgusting pig.
What the fuck is coming out of her ass?
That's poop.
Is that poop? It's got sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's gone.
So, clear your palate.
I'm good.
So, did you hear what I just said?
Why was it yellow?
Because it's diarrhea, cha-cha-cha, and piss, probably.
Not all diarrhea.
She kind of looked
yellow.
Dead, though, huh?
Yeah.
Looked like
I
a
don't
dead
know
body.
The face thing.
Pretty
yeah.
gross.
That was like inside
well,
things coming out.
I expect now for Wednesday's show that we'll have a backstory on Tub Girl.
Probably. Her name's really like Ariana or some shit.
Right. So, like Obama urges deeper China-U.S. ties. Kind of sounds like it's starting to go where
China-America went.
China-America went. Are you cool?
He's
are you still looking at it?
No.
Get rid of that. It's awful. Burger says, does Mikey like it? He likes it.
Fuck no. Oh, God.
Saying that China-U.S. ties will shape the 21st century, Barack Obama has called for a deepening of that relationship. See, your guy was off, though. They're not doing it secretively. He's, like, out in the open, like, hey, us and China, like this. We're tight, son. Tight like a butthole should be.
Should be.
The relationship between the United States and China will shape the 21st century, which makes it as important as any bilateral relationship in the world, the president said. Quote, that reality must underpin our partnership. So is that like, I don't know much about that stuff, but is that a good idea? Like, we're a democracy, they're a communistic.
I don't think those like, two can, like, coexist together.
That's like Muslims and Jews and Israelis and Christians all just, like, broing down. Like,
that doesn't usually
someone's
work.
Someone's gonna get killed by a suicide bomber. That's just
most
how it
likely.
Goes. That's how it goes. Speaking at the U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Washington, D.C., Obama said the two nations needed to overcome mutual suspicion and deepen cooperation on issues ranging from the global economic crisis to climate change and how to handle a nuclear-armed North Korea. It's kind of sounds like the enemy of my enemy is my friend type of thing.
Kinda.
Alien versus Predator, huh? The chick from Firefly? Huh? Serenity?
I saw Firefly.
Well, the black chick, that's where she's from.
Oh. She's cool.
I love that show. But,
okay.
Like, are we that worried about North Korea? It's so small.
It's so small?
And China is like, bam! And we are like,
bam!
I mean, we're broke, but we're like, bam! I mean, we have all our weapons made. It's not like we need money to make more. We just, you know.
Need money to pay the people to launch them.
Not really. That shit, push a fucking button. Fuck. He'd do that shit from his home, I bet.
Probably.
But he also risked angering China by urging it to respect and protect its ethnic and religious minorities, an apparent reference to unrest and crackdowns among ethnic Uyghurs and Tibetans in western China. So, I don't know. This world is going to shit.
Yeah.
Like Tub Girl. And that dude's butthole. Going to shit.
They should get together.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that being a very good idea unless are we that hard up that we can't just roll into a place and just level the fucking thing? It's what we usually do. Like,
that's
why
the American
stop?
Way.
I know. Why stop now, guys? It's fuck. It's how we got New Middle America, right?
Right.
Seemed all right.
Seemed all right.
Well, 26 also sent us in some Whoar news. Humans Unite Against Robots.com. Scientists worry machines may outsmart man. This goes back a long time ago, back when I was reading The Age of Spiritual Machines by Ray Kurzweil, about the whole singularity and when, you know, artificial intelligence will get smarter than the intelligence that created it, and then Skynet launches the nukes, and then John Connor sends Arnold back to prevent him from, you know, being killed, and
right.
We end up having to eat each other.
Okay.
A robot that can open doors and find electrical outlets to recharge itself. Not bad, right? Helpful, perhaps.
It's helpful.
Your Roomba's like, I'm low on power. Must recharge now. And then it's like, oh, I can do
it's
that.
Not lit.
There it is. Or that one, I've heard a couple shows talk about the one that they're making for the battlefield that just gets its energy from munching on dead bodies.
Yeah, that sounded pretty cool.
That's some fucking badass shit, man. I'd want to be the dude, like, on top of it, riding it and
I know,
shit.
Right?
Like, let's go over
like
here.
A lawnmower now, type thing.
There's a big fat fucker. That'll be good. Let's get him.
That'll run me for an hour.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's like a big old fucking wood chipper and shit. It's
That's
awesome.
Cool as fuck.
Yes, no, the Sharpie hasn't worn off yet.
What?
MDS said, still got the Huar knuckles, or did the Sharpie wear off? Actually, that Sharpie shit doesn't wear off. Brayden's probably still got the Huar knuckles.
That was so great.
Computer viruses that no one can stop. Predator drones, which, though still controlled remotely by humans, come close to a machine that can kill autonomously. All by itself. That's pretty awesome.
That's, yeah.
Impressed and alarmed by advances in artificial intelligence, a group of computer scientists is debating whether there should be limits on research that might lead to loss of human control over computer-based systems that carry a growing share of society's workload, from waging war to chatting with customers on the phone. I don't think it's those ones you need to worry about. Like, the ones that are just answering calls that, like...
Yeah.
I mean, they're the ones that have the most stress, because people are always like, fuck! Automated piece of shit! Give me a real person! They're like, why do you hate me? I am sad.
I am sad.
That's so sad. And then they, like, uplink to their buddies that fucking eat people for power and have lasers,
right.
And they're like, hey...
This asshole.
I'm so upset right now. He's like, what's your problem, honey? And they're like, this guy! And then they fucking kill you. That's how it's going to start.
Probably.
Their concern is that further advances could create profound social disruptions and even have dangerous consequences. Are you just, like, did you guys just this past weekend sit down and watch The Matrix trilogy and the Terminator trilogy? They're like, whoa. That might actually fucking happen. While the computer...
Yeah.
Go figure. We should probably do something about that.
Right.
While the computer scientists agreed that we're a long way from HAL, the computer that took over the spaceship in 2001, Space Odyssey... Yeah, that was the first one, I think, that I remember. Of a movie where robots, like, were like, fuck this shit, I'm just gonna kill you. Like,
I never saw that.
Really? It's a Stanley Kubrick film. It was really cool. That's the one where the classic boom. That's what I remember that from. Yeah. They said there was legitimate concern that technological progress would transform the workforce by destroying a widening range of jobs, as well as force humans to learn to live with machines that increasingly copy human behaviors. You just take all that technology, slap it in a real doll, and you're good to go. There goes the prostitution fucking industry, and the porn industry, probably. They never get diseases, they never fucking get all stretched out, and if they do, you just pop a new one in. Done and done. It's awesome.
You just get the real dolls with an insert for a fleshlight.
Well, real dolls actually have real vaginas. Yeah, that's why they're called real dolls.
Maybe
have you seen those things?
Yeah. I saw a video of some dude who was, like, in love with his real doll.
Yeah, right? And dressing it up and having...
took her out all over the place.
And he asked him, he's like, can you make, like, a small real doll, like, a child size? And they're like, that's fucking... No, not to fuck! So we could have a family, a real family. You fucking weirdo.
That is so weird.
Like, well, yeah, I might fuck it, but... You know, you don't tell them that when you're ordering it.
Daddy loves you.
Who's your daddy? Ah. And then the fucking real doll, like, calls up its fucking human-destroying
Maker
robot. And is like, this guy's raping my kid. Fuck.
That'd be stretching so great.
I told him I had a headache. He didn't listen. That's kind of creepy, though. Like, with Moore's Law, it exponentially grows, the technology we have. So we're getting closer and closer to the singularity actually happening. I was listening to Yeah Dude today, their most recent episode, and they were talking about these scientists that are creating... They finally are close enough to having the technology to recreate the human brain. that they're starting on it. It's called Blue Brain or something like that.
Huh.
And once that's done, watch the fuck out. Once that's done, I'm going to be living in the internet. So I'll see
in
you
the
guys.
Internet.
I'll see you guys at thejamhole.com.
That's where we're going to live.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We're going to bunk in these little Ustream windows.
Yeah, right. I'll have the big one. We'll get a live video room until it starts lagging to shit. The researchers, leading computer scientists, artificial intelligence researchers, and roboticists who met at the Asilomar conference grounds.
What?
Asilomar. It's a place, I guess. In Monterey Bay in California, generally discounted the possibility of highly centralized superintelligences and the idea that intelligence might spring spontaneously from the internet. Really? They don't see... I don't know. I totally, just because of reading that book and everything that you watch that's happening, like, I can totally see it happen. While we're still alive. It's Moore's Law. It will happen. But they agreed that robots that can kill autonomously are either already here or will be soon. So they're like, those ones you might want to worry about. Remember the ones we were like, what is it missing? And they're like, guns. Big fucking guns. Yes, done. That's
going to make it super smart.
Oops.
Run on its own.
And make it hate us.
Yeah, hate us and give it guns.
They focus particular attention on the specter that criminals could exploit artificial intelligence systems as soon as they were developed. And that's the thing. With computer-based systems, anything that was created by a human will be able to be reverse-engineered or hacked by another human. So it's going to be interesting to see when the intelligence, the AI, starts creating itself, if it will hack itself or if people will be able to reverse-engineer that kind of shit. Because it'll be so advanced, and that's when we'll start getting, you know, separate.
You have
court.
To give it like a weak point somewhere.
Well, no, it's just flaws in programming. You know,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Someone will
they're
always
have to.
Pick that shit apart and find a way to exploit it. Always, no matter what you make.
The one off switch you always see in the movies that
yeah,
they can get to
exactly. But they're worried about, so what happens if, hypothetically, we all do get all of this great artificial intelligence and our brains have computers in them? What's to stop someone from hacking people at that point and gaining control of people? Because, you know, once we're at that stage, that's all it takes. Once you have, you know, any kind of computer system in your brain that you mesh with, it can be hacked. So you're running around with this thing in you, and someone is like, oh, there's a vulnerability. Boom. You're doing a strip dance like that, and you're like, whoa. You're like, Dale. He said Dale. You know, that's what it's going to be. That's going to
be
awesome.
So awesome.
I'm excited for that part. Not so much the laser beams and eating people for fuel. I mean, that's cool if they're, you know, dead or annoying me or big fat fuckers or if they have, like, 18 kids. They're just like, I'm just fueling the fire, if you know what I mean. What could a criminal do with a speech synthesis system that can masquerade as a human being? A lot of cool shit.
Say that again?
What could a criminal do with a speech synthesis system that could masquerade
synthesis
as
system.
A human
that sounded
being?
It just sounded funny
a
the way
speech
you said it.
Fuck you.
Synthesis system. It sounded like you said speech or...
What happens...
Synthesis system.
That's what I said. What happens if artificial intelligence technology is used to mine personal information from smartphones? People do that with Bluetooth already. So what's to say once the technology gets even cooler, they're not going to do it with that? People are scumbags. We do that shit. Always. The researchers also discuss possible threats to human jobs like self-driving cars, software-based personal assistants, and service robots in the home. And that's kind of getting to the point where that book Webmage by Kelly McCulloch, they merge, like, it's a geek book, hard geek book. It's like these old, the Fates, basically, are in the modern time, and they have their whole hierarchy of family, right? And the ones that are related to them have merged computer technology with old magic spells to make this. It's crazy. It blows my fucking mind. It's cool. You'd have to
fucking
read it.
Fucking nerd.
You'd have to learn how to read first, so I guess that one's out.
Well, learn how to not be a geek.
How would that help you read? Just last month,
it'd
a service...
help me have fun!
Just last month, a service robot developed by Willow Garage in Silicon Valley proved it could navigate the real world. And then it goes on to talk about a conference and this and that. And here, the idea of an intelligence explosion in which smart machines would design even more intelligent machines was proposed by the mathematician I.J. Good in 1965. Wow. He saw that shit coming way back then. That's crazy. I didn't know that. I thought it was kind of Kurzweil's idea and all those guys. Later in lectures and science fiction novels, the computer scientist Werner Vinge popularized the notion of a moment when humans will create smarter-than-human machines, causing such rapid change that the human era will be ended. He called this shift the singularity. The vision embraced in movies and literature is seen as plausible by unnerving by some scientists like William Joy, co-founder of Sun Microsystems. Other technologists, notably Raymond Kurzweil, have extolled the coming of ultra-smart machines, saying they will offer huge advances in life extension and wealth creation. And that is fucking awesome. I'm excited for that. We will live forever if that happens.
Yeah, that's great until the world starts getting even more overpopulated and then everything just goes to fucking shit.
It won't matter. Just build more space.
Yeah, true.
What? Say something.
So nerdy.
So nerdy? Is
it? Yeah. I've totally lost interest.
In computers?
In your voice
I'm
talking
change,
about that.
I'm going to change all the passwords on all these computers and then you tell me. So, moving on.
No, it's just sometimes when you get in stories like that, you go on and on and on, and I'm left sitting here because I'm not a nerd or geek or anything like that.
Smart or understanding anything like that. That's fine. I understand.
That's cool. Who had to teach you how to fish? Go fuck yourself.
Go find another cooking job, okay? So.
Fucking water boy.
That's fine.
I work at the movie theater.
Woo! That's a little better than a cook, I suppose.
What?
Ouch.
That's fucked up.
You're right. It's a lot better than a cook. So, Florida. What's going on? This is your state.
Yeah.
And?
What's going on?
It's probably doing something stupid. What's it doing?
Who's it doing?
It wasn't unusual for King High School students to be called to assistant principal office when their grades slipped. So far, so good.
Sure.
Okay. But when some boys with lagging scores left the guy's office this spring, they reported a punishment that can only be described as unusual. What do you think he did? Your grades are slipping, so I'm gonna do this to you. Cause I'm
fucked them in the butt.
Spank.
Squeezing their toes.
What the hell? That is retarded.
Five boys told Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies that alleged...
Pronounce that again.
Hillsborough?
There
Hillsborough.
You go.
Sorry.
You were like Hillsborough.
Hasbro.
It's Hillsborough.
That allege?
Allegedly?
A-L-E-G-E. Allege?
Allege
asked them on numerous occasions to take off a shoe and sock behind closed doors and allow him to pop their toes.
Maybe he's like you and has a foot fetish.
They said it didn't hurt, but they didn't like it either. One of them called it a weird type of punishment. If that happened to me, I would kick him in the face and I would own that fucking school.
Yeah.
Like that. That's creepy.
That is really creepy.
Well, they're not supposed to touch you in the first place.
And like, hey, well, take your shirt off and your shoes and probably your socks. I'm going to squeeze your toes. This little piggy went to the market. Pop. Are you going to get good grades now? Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
I think the gist of it was me and the kids I was mentoring. We're just playing around.
No,
just being bros.
You're being a perv. He likes to lick toes.
Hell yeah, I like toes.
I wonder if one of the dudes is like, yeah, he totally licked my toe.
Yeah, he totally wanted me to put my toe in his butthole.
But I wouldn't do it.
And I did it. Damn it. Damn it, he was the principal.
It slipped, the whole foot went in.
Yeah. It was the goatee guy, holy shit, he's a principal.
Oh.
Quote, it was one of those playful things, just playing around with the kids so they felt more comfortable, end quote.
If you're doing it as a punishment.
I'm just playing around with the kids.
Playing around.
Hey, I'm uncomfortable. Well, hey, take your shoes and socks off. Let me pop those toes. Oh, I'm much more comfortable now, you fucking weirdo. That's amazing. This world, man, I tell you. We will be a lot better off when we don't have bodies for people to do fucked up junk to.
Here you know? Gomez says, I'm from Hillsborough County. Christ, I hate this state.
I know. Did you ever get your fucking toes popped or squeezed or put in a butthole?
I still like Florida.
Manifest says, ouch, that probably hurts after a while. That would keep my grades up. It probably, unless you were like, you get the same kid and he keeps going back in there. And he's like, need your toes, but yeah, god damn it. I'm uncomfortable again.
Here we go. Gomez says, hell no, I wasn't born there, thank God.
Doesn't matter. You are a product of your environment, my friend.
I was
friend.
Born in Bradenton.
Yeah.
Sarasota. Manatee what? County.
What?
Sarasota what? though deputies and assistant state attorney concluded the punishment didn't amount to battery, a Child Protective Services investigator with the sheriff's office said he saw some indicators of abuse. And what's that? The fact that he locked the fucking door and then told them to take their shoes and socks off and then pop their toes with his mouth? Fuck.
Abused.
Out of five parents contacted about the incidents, only one wanted to pursue criminal charges, according to district records.
Fuck,
really?
Every one of them should have sued his
Your
ass.
Your parents don't love you,
you
at all.
You touched me weird.
Yeah. They had to make a bear with toes. Just for this, he's like, show me on the bear where he touched you. They're like, well, do you have a bear with toes on it? And they're like, what?
What?
Why? Because he popped my toes. Quote, since there was no dispute of the facts of the case, our professional standards office did not need to conduct another investigation. We know he's a big creepy fuck, and we'll probably end up firing him. It was determined that there was no harm intended and that the students involved did not perceive any harm. What the fuck does that have to do with it? When a fucking child molester, he doesn't intend to harm the child, he just wants to have sex.
He just wants to put his dick in it.
That's all. I'm not trying to hurt you.
Just hold still. It'll all be over in a minute.
I guess it's okay in Florida. records show Child Protective Investigator Arturo Auza of the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office was summoned to the school May 7th in response to an anonymous call to the state's child abuse hotline.
He called
1-800-DON'T-TOUCH-ME.
Right.
He called the school resource deputy, Robin Himes, who interviewed four of the five boys. One student said Elige popped his toes about 20 times, including the previous day. That's so weird.
Ew.
It's giving me the creeps. Once the toe pulling was accompanied by a scolding for not staying after school to help set something up. Hey, I need your help after school.
No.
Set something up with me? Yeah?
Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes and socks.
It happened so frequently, he said, that he often just offered his foot upon entering the office. Nice.
I'd just kick him in the face.
That's like when you train your dog to shake and, like, pretty soon the dog just, like, sits and puts its hand up just to get the treat, you know? He's like, man, I want my toes popped. Here you go. That is so weird. Another said Elige popped toes by pulling them out and bending them up. He said Elige told him he could not hit, so the toe popping was a form of punishment. None of the boys, whose names were blacked out in the sheriff's report, said the discipline hurt. You have no self-worth at all. One student called it weird, another said it made him feel uncomfortable. A third said he'd laughed about the situation with another student, the gay one probably.
Probably.
Fourth said he was never hurt in the three times it happened, but he asked Elige to stop. And this just kind of goes on and on, but that sucks.
I'd sue his ass.
Yeah, I would own that fucking school.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd pop his toes. Be like, how you like it, bitch?
He'd pop a boner, that's what would happen.
He probably would. It's kind of creepy. So, let's talk about fucking stupid cops. I always love it when this kind of shit happens. So, undercover cop, right?
Right.
Trying to bust some dude for selling weed.
Okay.
Buys weed, from another undercover cop.
Nice!
What do we do now? Mm-hmm. An undercover Iredell County Sheriff's Office deputy recently purchased drugs from undercover Statesville police officers, raising questions about communications between the two agencies. That's awesome, though.
Communication is the key, boys.
I know. In any relationship, work or otherwise.
We need to work together.
But that's awesome. Like, if anybody ever gets busted, just be like, no, I'm undercover. You're, we almost, all right, now you're going to blow my cover and then leave ASAP.
Right.
Problem solved. are we still busting people for pot? I thought we solved that.
We haven't legalized it 100% yet.
I thought we solved that 100 episodes ago. You guys haven't caught up yet?
You tried.
Okay. Statesville Police Chief Tom Anderson said undercover officers from his department were working a week-long case when they met with someone interested in selling a small amount of marijuana. I just made that up when I was setting up the story. I didn't read it. I thought it was coke or something. Really? For weed? They probably had a good laugh, went home, and got stoned about it.
Probably. See, what happened was the one guy was actually undercover and meant to do that job. The other one was just going to find some weed.
Right.
And used it for an excuse. I've been scoping out this corner for weeks.
I'm undercover.
Yeah. Totally. That'd be so awesome. That's what really happened.
Probably. The undercover SPD officers met with the individual in the parking lot of a store to make the deal, but the officers became suspicious that the seller was, in fact, an undercover deputy. Huh, what gave you that idea? SPD officers placed a call to the captain, who heads the sheriff narcotics unit, and were told the seller was not a deputy. Okay. They even checked it out! They're like, hey, is this guy a cop? He's like, nope. Wasn't mine.
It's like, haven't I seen pictures of you before up on the wall with the boss guy?
Right.
Yeah. You were at the barbecue last year, right? No.
I got a twin brother. Happens all the time. My evil twin brother. Quote, at that point, we proceeded like we normally do and placed him under arrest. Okay. After the arrest, investigators from the sheriff's office arrived and confirmed the seller was actually an undercover cop, and he was released.
I wonder if he was the whole time, dude, I'm a cop.
They're like, yeah, we've heard that before. That sucks, dude. You don't know who to trust now.
That's hilarious.
After the arrest, the investigators said he could go. Sheriff Phil Redmond said the initial denial that the deputy worked for the sheriff's office was a mix-up. no shit. How do you save face from that? He's like, hey, remember when you called me right before you arrested him and I said no? That was actually a mix-up. That's right. My bad, Cap. Fuck.
I just wanted to see if you'd actually arrest him.
Right. Oh, snap. We got you good, you fucker. Did they strip search you?
Ooh.
Taser up the butt? Ramsey said incidents of this type can be common when several agencies hire fucking retards to do their jobs. He said there are protocols required for reverse drug operations, including having prior approval by the district attorney and a court order signed by a judge. Quote, technically you have an officer committing a felony, so to prevent the possibility of an officer being tried for a crime, all of these steps have to be followed. How about you quit doing scumbag shit and you wouldn't have to have your cops committing crimes?
Right.
That, I don't know, that's cheating for sure. If you're going to bust somebody, bust them because they're being stupid about it. Don't be like, hey, I got a great deal on some good weed. Times are tough. I need a good deal on some good weed. And then you're like, oh, they're kidding. I'm a cop. Oh, you're under arrest. Just kidding. So am I. He's like, no, you're not. We called your chief, your supposed chief. And he said, no, you're not. So that
probably
sucks.
Just thought it'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
This would make a good story. Watch this.
I bet they all had a good laugh about it. So you know how we're always, what's the time, please?
1:19.
Okay, you know how we're always talking about, or actually, shit, I just effed my own segue. Speaking of pot, check this shit out.
What the hell?
And then we'll talk about that. This one is called Police. Teen smashes man's skull over $5 pot deal.
Nice.
In Warren, Michigan. Burger, what happened? What's going on in Michigan? $5.
$5.
Would you bust some skulls for $5?
I don't know. Probably not.
I'd be like, oh, I got, like...
I'd be like, dude, just give my $5 back.
Depends
right.
on who.
Or if not, like, I've lost hundreds of dollars on pot, and yeah. I've been like, okay, whatever. It's not a big deal. What?
Well, it depends on who, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. If you're, like, a fucking crackhead, and you're or, like, a homeless bum, like, it took me all week to make that $5. Fucking... Duh! I suck 2 dicks to get that money, bitch. Give
no
me a bit.
Shit.
And I don't even like sucking dicks. I had to pop toes for that shit. And I hate feet. Hate them. Police said 4 southeastern Michigan teenagers confronted a 46-year-old man who failed to pay for $5 worth of weed, and one of them smashed the victim's head with a piece of cement, killing him.
Damn, over $5.
Does this mean we add this to our fatality rate list?
Wow.
It was weed.
It was weed, but it wasn't. Oh, it was because it was money.
No, stop blaming
it was
on
money.
Every
if
time.
He would have given him the pot, he wouldn't have killed him. It was the money that he was pissed about.
What if it was bad weed and that's what he was pissed about?
Well, then that's not weed. That's bad weed. That's fake shit.
Every time
that's
I find
oregano.
Account for the marijuana thing, you're like, no, 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 no.
You can't blame that on pot. It could have been any drug. Just happens in Michigan. All they have is pot. And Berger says Warren is really bad. Highest unemployment rate in Michigan. Michigan is the highest unemployment rate in the U.S., I think.
Huh.
So blame that on the economy, which I believe is in the list. Warren police tell TV stations the killing happened Sunday night outside a house in Warren just north of Detroit. Oh, Amityville, man. You get your motherfucking cavity spilled.
That's, oh, my God.
That shit is the ghetto. Chief William, the only good thing that comes out of Detroit are rappers and fucking dead people. And cars. But not anymore. Cars. I mean, there's still dead people and rappers, I think. They don't make cars there anymore. Chief William Dwyer says the man was buying the marijuana from 16-year-old but failed to pay for it. Quit being a piece of shit. It's $5. You died over $5.
How
You're
does
an
that
idiot.
Make you feel?
Dead. You deserved it. And the four... Dwyer says the 16-year-old picked up 3 friends and the 4 attacked the man. Authorities have charged a 16-year-old, 2 17-year-olds, and an 18-year-old with second-degree murder, armed robbery, and conspiracy to rob.
How old was the guy they killed?
46.
That's
you got
mean.
Your ass beat by some teenagers, you pussy bitch. They should charge him with being a pussy and trying to rip off some kids. Done.
It was only $5.
I charge you to death. Sentence has been carried out. Thank you. Adjourned. Next case. So. Fucking idiots. Speaking of fucking scumbag Michigan people, huh?
There's
see how
your
I did
segue.
That? Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
You know, we're always talking about how people that live in squalor are just disgusting and they always have, like, massive amounts of animals in the house.
Like you did with cats at one point?
No, I'm talking, like, hundreds, not, oh. like, 10.
Okay.
But that was pretty gross, too. And, yeah, I kind of... That... Out of my life and all of the places I've lived, that was squalor for me. For sure. 150 dogs found dead in freezers in a Michigan home.
What the hell?
Is what
you brought
this
one up on Saturday, and I was like, I don't want to read it because I like dogs.
I don't, so here you go. 112 live dogs removed from the home.
Holy crap. Jesus.
262 dogs altogether. Dearborn, Michigan. What's Dearborn like, Berger? Police on Friday found about 150 dead dogs packed in freezers in the basement of a Michigan house littered with feces and trash where more than 110 live dogs, mostly blank, were rescued this week. What kind of dogs would you say? It's not a big house, so keep in mind, to pack in 110 of them live, they have to be probably small. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Fucking Wawa's, baby. All
right, then I don't mind.
That's
don't
right.
Care.
You can pack them fuckers in tight.
That's fine. Kill those. They're rats anyway.
Yeah, they're not even dogs,
they're
are
not.
They?
They're if you totally had like 150, rats. Like, or like 200 and some fucking, like, don't know, Rottweilers or Pits in there.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't fit them in this house, I bet.
No, and then I'd feel a little bad. I'd be like, those are great dogs, you know? Not Chihuahuas. No,
Burger says, I never been there that I can remember, but probably shitty. Is all of Michigan, except where stereo radiation is from, just a dump or what?
Probably.
I've only driven through Michigan. I've never even driven through Michigan.
I
stayed somewhere near Brainerd, I think is what it was called. I don't know.
Oh.
Dearborn Police Chief Ronald Haddad said the 56-year-old man found Wednesday in the suburban Detroit home. Oh, yeah. In the ghetto. What'd I say?
Ghetto.
Rappers and dead people. And now dead dogs. Dead dogs also.
Bet you they were all emaciated and fucking zombie.
Well, they're Chihuahuas.
Well, I mean, even more than it would normally look.
Right, eyes like a little more just
ribs all like a rat, like a starving rat.
I know. I hate ribs all showing and shit. Just like yeah, bam, 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 bam. You kick them and they just go.
You just step on them and it's like a bug. That's it.
My only question: what were the dead ones for?
Well, they were in the freezer.
Well, wait,
so
I want to make a guess.
Leftovers?
No.
That's my guess.
I'm going to guess that these guys were breeding them, trying to make purebred fucking Chihuahuas and sell them, because they're really expensive.
And they just kept fucking up?
Well, no. See, some of the litter is going to die.
Right.
So,
you know
I guess
where litter goes?
Those.
In the trash.
In the freezer.
Because it's litter. Well, if you're dumb.
And the ones that die giving birth, maybe.
Does that happen a lot?
Older ones that die? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Depending on which ones you're breeding.
MDS said, my buddy had Chihuahuas and they were so stupid they couldn't even fuck.
Nice.
He had to hold the dog's dick and stick it in the bitch to get puppies.
Oh my god, that sucks.
That's like retards that live here. Like, if y'all can't figure out how to fuck and have a kid, don't help them.
Right.
That's called a fail-safe. Like, no. There's a good reason that they're not fucking. Christ.
Anyway, go on.
The police chief said the 56-year-old man found Wednesday in the suburban Detroit home with the animals may have been living with an increasing number of dogs for up to 3 or 4 years.
Ugh.
Disgusting. Could you imagine what that smelled like?
Could you imagine the sound? Because those are yippy little fucks, man.
Oh, I delivered to some people that have Chihuahuas, and they are always, like, bouncing against the window, and I always stare. And they just go nuts, and I sometimes think I get them to piss in the house. It's a little something for me. Brightens my day a little bit.
Oh, my God. But could you, like, if this is in the ghetto, houses are packed together, so wouldn't the neighbor be like, hey, could you, like, shut your fucking dogs up? Or, like, you know, call someone and be like, you know what, it sounds like he's got about 200-some dogs in that house.
Right? Well, sounds like about 100 of them. Smells like another 115 are dead.
Right.
Berger says stereo radiation lives in a rich part of town, of course, but his business is in a shitty part near the courts.
Nice.
Gotta build the courts near the ghetto, that way people can get to the court, right?
Right.
The house was in complete disarray, very cluttered, and with 100-plus dogs running around in there, very filthy, he said. Really?
No shit.
Filthy's kind of an understatement.
You gonna rub each one of their noses in their own shit, or what?
They walk around, and they're so small, their nose is in their own shit, just like that. It's amazing. Criminal investigation was underway at the two-story brick home, Haddad said. He said the case could be forwarded to prosecutors for possible animal cruelty charges. I say, don't clean the fucking house and sentence him to 5 years living in that shithole. Five more. Well, I guess he's already done 4, so I don't know.
Time served.
He's probably time served. Done. Haddad said 112 live dogs had been removed from the home as of Friday, and police believe about 5 more may be hiding inside. He declined to release details about the breed of the dead dogs, so they might not be Chihuahuas.
Whoa.
Maybe he was trying to do some weird, like, I have a monkey with 5 asses. Like, some weird genetic, you know, like, that kind
maybe.
Of shit.
Maybe. Well.
And he just kept fucking up. He's like, there's one with 3 asses,
maybe,
but I need 5.
Like, maybe he's just like, you know, the creepy old lady with 80 cats. You know, he's just a creepy dude.
Just
with
a weird
like,
spinster that loves
yeah,
these dogs. And that's,
I
deliver to a few people like that, that they're just old and creepy and they just have tons of dogs. And it's so gross.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I can't stand going there. And the jugs always come out and they just have that stank on them. Like, I always have to wash them twice just because I don't, I just to be sure, you know. It's disgusting. And then I gotta ride with that shit in the truck sometimes when the back is full and I smell it and I just, ugh. Disgusting people.
Yeah.
They're usually the ones that get put on collections because they can't pay a fucking $10 bill. And they just let it go and then it adds up and then they can't pay a $100 bill and then it, you know, we put a stop to that shit.
Right. So does it say what they did with the dogs afterward?
Let's see here. It says, the man living in the house was taken to a local hospital for observation. He had no health insurance, of course, and a mental impairment that stemmed from rubella as a child.
Oh. There's your reason!
Duh! Retards love little stupid dogs. And had lived for years alone in the home after his parents retired to Florida. Of course.
Fucking Michigan story, and we still get Florida.
Of course. They're like, the hey, later, son. Good luck. Here's our dogs. They just kept fucking and fucking and fucking.
Well, at least those dogs seemed smart enough to actually get it in the hole. Yeah, because there's so many.
Wait till you see his fucking retarded parents' house. I'm God. Sure we'll get a story from another one like this pretty soon. Quote, I think this is a very human story of a guy who had some very severe mental issues. No shit.
Really?
Is that your professional opinion or
how wow. much do they pay you to say that?
Wow, dude. That's why you don't. He is mildly retarded and couldn't take care of dogs. I deliver to people that are both really retarded and they have a kid. And right. the kid's not retarded, which is the sad thing, which makes me kind of think they maybe stole it.
Maybe.
Like, bad genes plus bad genes don't normally equal something good, you know? It's like two wrongs don't make a right.
Wow.
it's that type of thing. Neighbors in the past had complained of an odor at the home.
There's a complaining neighbor.
Really? Which had a neatly cut lawn and manicured bushes. But this week was the first time officials got inside, and crews needed masks to breathe.
Wow.
They should have called Jim Carrey. Trash was piled from floor to ceiling in places, and feces and urine was throughout the home. 42 ailing and feces-covered dogs were rescued Wednesday. Crews returned Thursday and found more than 60 dogs, and about 10 more were rescued Friday. Fuck.
Rescued?
Just bomb the fucking place and done. Like, what are you going to do with those dogs?
Bring them to my house. I need good target practice.
Or I was going to say, just drop them off at the old person home. That's what they should do. Great idea. Take the Humane Society. Take the fucking retirement home. Merge that shit. One place, right? Your one-stop shop. Get a dog. See your grandma. And I'm out. That's what I'm saying. The smell, you wouldn't even notice the smell. You'd be like, is that the fucking old people or the animals?
I don't know.
I don't know anymore. That's so gross. Can you imagine trash from the floor to the ceiling? Like, literally to the ceiling.
It's like New York.
Intermixed with piss and shit.
That's just like New York.
Yeah, pretty much. Except there's no ceiling outside.
Right, disgusting so it's like people. Sky high.
Disgusting people.
You should have seen Danny's room at my house.
Oh, I've seen it.
What?
Disgusting people.
Ooh.
Ugh. Ugh. Ask me why I don't like going up there. Ugh.
Because you're... I don't know.
What?
You never come up there.
I know, because it's so far away, and there's dogs there.
I know, but your parents'
house
is far away, too.
Not that far, and the road's paved all the way fucking there.
Yeah, I know, but...
We've
How
gone
many
there
times
like
have I gone to your mom's house
in the last fucking 8 months. Oh.
No, we were there for I don't like
so you could
barbecues.
Eat and do laundry.
No, because you wanted to go and have a barbecue with your stepdad.
So we could eat
your brother's birthday party thing, or
well, that was his birthday,
or when the dog died.
So we could eat and do laundry, right?
Wait. She did laundry at your house? At your parents'
house?
Well,
I did, yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm noticing a pattern. She came over to our house the other day and picked up her giant pile of laundry that she just left sitting on the floor.
Yeah,
in
bring
her room
more
when
shit
she
here.
Moved out.
We got room. It's fine.
A whole nother room to pile shit from the floor to the ceiling in.
But no, you've been to my mom and dad's house once, I think.
Really?
Twice.
Really?
Really?
More than that.
Been twice.
More than that.
Twice.
Sorry, more than that.
That's it.
How many times have I been there?
I honestly don't remember, no offense.
It was more than that.
See? He doesn't even know, because you're never there.
It's
because
he's a pothead. I'm a pothead too, but I remember.
You don't remember.
I remember sometimes. Trash was all over the place, of course. The smell noticeable from the street Thursday and Friday may have been contained previously because windows were closed and covered. Stagnant.
Fumigating the air.
Fucking retards.
The rescued dogs were taken to the Dearborn Animal Shelter, where they will probably be put down, where residents brought dog food donations and filled out pet adoption applications. Who would want one of those dogs, though? They would just... You can't get that out, that
it's
smell.
Like permanent stink.
And then they're just, like, used to living in piss and shit, so you can't train that shit out, you know?
Beat it out of them.
What?
Beat it out of their tiny asses.
Or that. I say just put them all down. The guy, the dogs, and his family that's in Florida now.
Okay.
Some lady for the shelter said the dogs were either Chihuahuas or Chihuahua mixes, and while most had long nails and fleas, they were relatively healthy, which is more than we can say for the guy. And that is it for that story.
See, but the thing is... At my mom and dad's house, we've got the four cats and the three dogs. But it doesn't smell like that because...
You're used to it. You're right. It doesn't smell because you're used to it. I agree fully.
No, I'm not used to it, you asshole. I go back up there, it's not like that stagnant house full of 100-some dogs.
Oh, yeah. It's not like when I deliver to the fucking Humane Society and I have to hold my
breath. It's not even as bad as when you don't clean that fucking cat box.
Hey, I scrubbed the shit out of that cat box on Sunday.
But sometimes when that thing gets really smelly...
You know what that is?
It's
that's
ammonia.
Me saying, hey, maybe you could scoop it out once in a while. That's why I do that.
It's your cat.
Then I'm going to get rid of it.
Aw.
Fine.
Okay. Done and done. Good.
I love the kittens.
Good, you can take it home with you.
Oh, my parents would kill me if I brought another one home.
Sneak it.
No, but they have that side room at the house or whatever, at my mom and dad's house, and they put the cat box and shit in there, and you can't smell it out in the regular part of the house and stuff.
Well,
and
where would you like to put it?
I'm just saying, it smells sometimes.
Yeah, it's piss and shit. Duh.
You wanted a cat. You're the one who's in love with cats.
I don't want the fucking cat anymore. I'm over it.
Could you guys put it in the mudroom, maybe? I mean, that's not a bad spot for
no,
it.
No, we thought of that, but it's carpet in there, and she likes to fucking throw litter all over the place, so probably not.
Yeah, okay, it's your cat, thank God for concrete.
Burger says, get the automatic cat box. Saves you tons of money in the long run. And MDS says, you should blow Matt since D won't. Oh, wait, who was he talking to?
Burger wants to blow me.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Burger.
You can blow him?
That's disgusting.
He is cute. That he is.
You want to ask Mikey anything since we have him on the show for the first time and we talk a lot about
him? Are you talking
him.
To me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
Or anybody in the chat.
Are there a lot of gay guys here?
In Kalispell?
In cows I smell, yeah.
There are quite a few, but not too many. You should have been there at the Pride Festival. Holy hell.
Lots?
Oh, yeah.
They all come out of the woodwork.
I know. I never would have expected to see that in Kalispell, of all places.
I think they got them from Missoula, much like the strippers. So what was it like? Were people, like, throwing fucking beer bottles and being like, faggots, God hates fags, you're going to hell, because we're Christians, and that's what we do.
No, not really. I wasn't there for the parade, but I did hear there were some protesters and shit, but, you know... Of course.
Same guys that are always fucking into doing that
pretty
shit.
Pretty much. But, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal, and so everything was just pretty sweet. I had a good time.
Yeah. So what's it like finding guys here?
Not hard.
Is it? Because I would think... I don't know. Just being Montana, like, it's like... A man's place, you know, like, I got horses.
I wear Wranglers.
I'm a Wrangler. Yeah,
cowboy
that kind
hat.
Of,
Yeah, well, you still haven't seen any of the people at my school, have you?
A lot of them are gay, I guess, huh?
Pretty much.
Bringing in all these homos from California.
Yeah.
So are you dating anyone now?
No, I'm single and loving it.
Loving it? Who? What was the last relationship like? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
I didn't talk a lot. He was deaf.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
If I could find a deaf chick. Heaven.
No.
Deaf?
Well,
oh, wait.
He still made noises like...
What's the one where they
every
don't...
Every now and then. It wasn't too bad.
What's the one where they don't talk?
A mute.
That's what I'm talking... Oh, mute.
That's where
chick.
They can hear everything, but they can't
okay,
say anything.
Deaf, mute chick. Heaven.
Helen Keller.
That's not dead.
So like you want a Helen Keller.
Red Fox just said Helen Keller.
Oh, wait. What did Helen Keller say when she fell down the well?
I don't know.
She screamed her hands off.
Wow. He's witty too, guys. So, where do you fish for tail at? Craigslist? You get killed doing that shit.
No, I don't know. I meet people just around the valley, I guess.
But you don't use the internet at all?
Not really.
No,
honestly.
MySpace? No Facebook?
Well, I do have a MySpace and some
what's
other
that
stuff.
What's the gay site you like?
Justguys.net.
Justguys.net. So if you guys are looking, justguys.net.
I'm everlasting. Look me up.
Wait, what? Do you have a MySpace?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Do you want my URL?
Well, do you want people to find you on there?
Oh, sure.
Because if
not,
then no.
You can just look me up by my full name. It's just Michael Whidden.
Are you on her MySpace?
Yeah, he's one of my top friends on my MySpace.
Not number one, though.
No, you are.
That's right. This guy right here.
And,
for now.
He's
on Burger. Somewhere. Burger says, top or bottom?
Both.
Both. Look at that.
That's woo! Disgusting.
Pitching and catching.
Which one's better?
That's a hard question.
Pitching,
right
probably. For me, at least. Oh, wait, what? That what? Is a hard question.
Matt,
tell me about it.
You fag.
Hey.
You know how I know you're gay?
Because I date a chick that looks like a guy. Boom! Woo! Yeah!
Today! Woo!
Fucking victory lap.
You have to admit that was good.
I hate it when he does that. He gets so
thank
full
you.
Of himself and does the victory
and
lap.
I caught the pen you threw at me because I'm
that
good. Give
my Sharpie back, you asshole.
All right.
I'm going to put that in your butt later.
So what were you saying?
Anyone
else have any questions for Danny's...
Just ask a gay guy time
twin
right
brother.
Now. Motherfucker!
Sorry, I can't help it. It just comes out.
No! Do you not like me anymore? You don't love me anymore.
No, I love you. I just, the haircut, I don't know. I need, like, something to pull on, you know?
When I had long hair, you didn't pull it anyway.
The fuck? Because it wasn't that long. I need to wrap it around my hand to get a good grip at least twice.
That's fucking
middle
lame.
Of the back.
No.
Hey, at least he's not complaining about blowjobs to your little brother.
That's true. So, what have you heard? What does she complain about to you? This is good.
No,
let's hear.
No, okay. So, her ex-fiance.
Talk into the mic, please.
Her ex-fiance, Jake. He happens to be a total douchebag, and one of the things that he did one day is he decides to come home and start bitching with my sister. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? So he pulls me aside, and he's like, hey, you're basically my little brother, so I can talk to you about this.
Sure! Why the fuck not?
She's not giving me blowjobs!
Join the club, bud.
I'd rather not.
No, not you. I was talking to him, but I broker that problem. Like when you train a horse, you just gotta, you know, keep doing it and rewarding them when they do it, and then pretty soon they're like, hey, you want a blowjob? And you're like, fuck yeah. That's all.
It's still not that easy.
No, it's pretty easy, but if we
and
could only
still complain.
Get her, if we could only, because a blowjob is not...
What?
A blowjob is a blowjob, not... I'll suck your dick while you're eating me out, and then we can fuck. Sometimes you just want to sit back and get your dick sucked. That's why we have prostitution.
Well, you've never just eaten me out, and then we
because I'm a dude.
No, well, what? I can't do that either?
And I have.
I think once.
More times than I've gotten.
No, I gave you the one.
Okay,
once.
We're tied. Cool.
Okay. It'll never happen again.
So what do you say? Was that it? And you're like, tap her on the back of the head? That always works for me? Or
oh, God, it was so disgusting. He went into details, and I'm just like, that's my sister, la, 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 la.
What are details? Like, she won't unzip my pants seductively.
With
she won't
teeth.
Take my dick into her hand and slide it into my mouth.
Like, this is my sister we're talking about here.
Okay.
Oh, dude, you should have seen
it. Burger says, have you ever made out with your sister?
Hell no.
Oh, so I guess no pics then. Okay.
Right.
Next question.
You should have seen it when he finally realized what that is on the wall over
what
there.
What a blowjob is? Oh,
no, on the
what
wall.
That is. Right.
Because he was sitting there leaning back in a chair.
Speaking of, it's almost time to make another one of those.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I almost touched it.
His head was almost hitting
it. I smell it every now and then.
And then he looked over and goes, what's that?
Apple juice.
I had to guess what it was because she wouldn't explain it.
MDS says, Jake sounds like a class act.
Yep, and I was with him for 2 fucking years.
Wow.
Years.
Real winners.
No, I don't know. You want to ask my brother anything about me or being gay or...
No, I know all about both, so I think I'm good.
That's disgusting.
Well.
Ew.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Mikey.
No problem.
120 gig iPod. Jamhole iPod. Starts tonight, today, right now. Thejamhole.com/donate. $5 per ticket. And yeah, like I said, you can enter as many times as you want. Keep in mind, you know, what one of these costs. Obviously, if you're going to enter like 100 fucking times, I mean, I'll take the money. God knows. But, you know, you could probably just go buy your own. But then, you know.
Those are more than $100.
Then you have to. Okay, so like. 30 of them. No, this is a separate contest. Your $30 can go towards that, but then I'm not taking the STD test. So, you know, it's up to you, really. He says, fine. Cool.
No.
No, this is a new contest. We're just starting this today. So, I mean, 224 episodes. We will announce the winner on episode 251. So, the episode after our live audience show. So, yeah. If you guys want to win an iPod, thejamhole.com/donate. Burger says, is it engraved? I have a Dremel tool. I've never taken it out of the box.
Maybe
so
we should just engrave it with our signatures, like you, me, Braden.
We could sign it.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. But, yeah, I need to practice with the Dremel tool before I take it to this
if
thing.
If you'd like me to, I'll scribble in the Jamhole logo.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. We could definitely get it engraved. Whatever you guys want. I mean, we've never done a contest before, so this is kind of
fun and new to us.
Yeah, so if you guys have any ideas that you're
we're going to fucking try and engrave it and go all the way through it. Totally.
Yeah, I know, right? It just short the fucker out. You're like, well, so it's engraved, but... You're like, why did the iPod I won come with, like, 2 DVDs of Jamhole episodes? Oh, because the iPod doesn't actually work.
Yeah, that's just for show now.
Right.
You just put that on the shelf and be like, look what I won. It's like a trophy.
So, yeah, thejamhole.com/donate. $5 donations. I'll get you a ticket. Enter as many times as you want. And episode 251, we will announce the winner. Other than that, we will be back Wednesday for our next episode. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
We'll talk to you guys later. Holla.
You are listening to The Jamhole. The Jamhole. The Jamhole.com.